This week, the first detainee in federal immigration custody has reportedly died from COVID-19. Carlos Ernesto Escobar Mejia had been in custody since January and on a ventilator for over a week. His death in ICE detention in California comes as thousands of asylum seekers in the U.S. who were sent to Mexico as part of the Remain in Mexico policy wait for their court hearings in conditions that could further the spread of the coronavirus. This is complicated by the postponement of asylum hearings until June 1st. Which is why every morning, immigration lawyer Taylor Levy crosses the border from El Paso to Juarez to help those in line at the Paso del Norte International Bridge. And she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Well, Taylor, you're a pro bono lawyer. You have the independence to cross the border each day and provide help. And I know you often bring masks for those waiting in line as well as help them with legal aid. Why are people still showing up despite the fact that hearings are canceled?
People are still showing up because that's what the U.S. government has ordered them to do. Repeatedly, the announcements have said you need to show up at the bridge to get your new court date hearing paperwork. And they're oftentimes told by CBP that if they don't come, then they might be ordered deported.
What safety precautions are you seeing set up to ensure all the things we're talking about, like social distancing to keep everyone safe? Are people you work with worried about COVID-19?
The people I work with are very worried about COVID-19. We see most people showing up with masks, but sometimes they have kind of flimsy surgical masks. We don't see any real social distancing in terms of standing far apart because there's nowhere safe to stand. A lot of people are very worried about leaving their shelters, venturing out into the city. It's very difficult. I give out hand sanitizer when I have it as well and just try and educate people not only about coronavirus, but obviously about their legal rights and responsibilities and how to work on their cases.
We've been reading reports that some people have been waiting for months to get their day in court. What is the current process for people, and how long is it taking for folks to get an asylum hearing, understanding that there's kind of been a postponement right now?
Well, everyone I've been speaking to, at the very least, they've been waiting 3 months. Almost everyone's been waiting more than 6 months. And many, many people have been waiting longer than a year. So this week, several folks had their hearings rescheduled to April 2021. These are people who have strong cases who want to show the government they are real asylum seekers coming from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and of course, from Central America as well.
Just to talk a little bit about a big reason why we're seeing this influx of people who are waiting there in these dangerous conditions, the implementation of the migrant protection protocols changed the U.S. asylum system. And now COVID-19 has essentially halted immigration here into the United States. In your work there now at the border, are you seeing any additional changes or restrictions as a result of the pandemic?
Well, on top of just the fact that migrant protection protocol hearings are canceled, there's also the orders under what they call Title 42, which is saying that no new people are able to seek asylum. And it also means that anyone who is caught trying to enter irregularly and asking for asylum, they are immediately returned to Mexico if they are from a Central American country. Otherwise, they're put on planes and flown back directly.
I want to ask you about something else that I mentioned earlier. We're learning more about the death of Carlos Ernesto Escobar Mejia in ICE detention here in California. I know that you're in Texas, but is this something that you're thinking about as you work with people who are legally trying to enter this country, also the folks who are in detention centers and are exposed to the virus?
Carlos's death was utterly unnecessary, and it was a tragedy. He was at high risk of coronavirus infection. He was a diabetic. He had actually lost his foot to that disease. There was no reason for him to be in ICE detention in the first place, and he should have been released. His death is very preventable, and it's something that directly affects many of the folks I'm working with, because many of them crossed with husbands or wives, and they were separated, 6 months to a year ago by immigration officials, where they take the husband or the wife, they put them in ICE detention, and then they send the other one back into Remain in Mexico. So many of them are worried about loved ones still in detention across the country, especially in Louisiana and Texas.
Yeah. What is your call to action?
I think more than anything, what we need to do is that we need to give these people a chance to be paroled into the United States, to shelter in place with their families in the United States. The current situation, all it does is it makes them very vulnerable to contagion, especially in the refugee camps and in the shelters that have very little social distancing. But it would be easy to parole people in, check for symptoms, work with humanitarian organizations to provide safe and sane quarantine processes so then people can move on and be with their families and be safe and continue to exercise their legal right to seek asylum.
That's Taylor Levy, an immigration lawyer that's been crossing to Juarez to help asylum seekers. Taylor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.